Anti-China activists call for a Valentine's Day boycott of Google. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Students for a Free Tibet, which strongly opposes the government in Beijing, says Google lovers should break up with the company on February 14th, even if it's just for a day. The group has set up a site, noloveforgoogle.org, where consumers can find links to other search engines that don't do business in China. Critics have torched Google over the company's recent decision to censor search results on its China site in order to meet Beijing's requirements for doing business in China. Laden Tethong of Students for a Free Tibet says Google is doing its lovers wrong.
If a user at this point in China or in Tibet tries to find information, say, on freedom, human rights, Falun Gong, Tibet, they'll get actively taken to Chinese government propaganda. So in essence, what you have is Google doing the dirty work for the Chinese government and actively participating in their propaganda efforts and their efforts to control their citizens and people inside Tibet.
You know, the one interesting counter argument I've heard from Google is if they don't go into the market, then that's actually withholding more information from the people of China, because Google is the leading search engine in the world and the portal to all sorts of information that everyone uses, and that there's no perfect solution. If you stay out of China, then you deny information services to the entire population.
Yeah, I think the point to be made is that Google was already in China, and this is the key here. They were there. They had, you know, they were the second largest market share, but users rated them number one. And so they were already there, and granted, the information was being blocked by Chinese government censors, and so Google's, you know, search platform and whatnot was operating slower there. But they were already there, so this was never a question of in or out. They were in. And what they decided to do was go further with the Chinese government and the censorship and blocking efforts to then custom build and actively assist the Chinese government in blocking information. And I think that's the key, and that's what we need to remember. And the thing that is so sad and so disappointing, especially with a company like Google that has, you know, some corporate philosophy that we really agree with, don't do evil, information should surpass all borders. In this case, Google did the wrong thing. You know, they didn't hold their ground. They didn't. They were already there, and they decided to, you know, make things worse and to capitulate even further.
You're asking folks not to use Google products and services on Valentine's Day, but a lot of alternative services are from companies that also have cozied up to repressive governments in one way or another, including China, Yahoo, for example. So are there really good alternatives, or is this something that is, it seems like all, not all, but it seems like many internet and technology companies really want to do and are doing business with the Chinese government?
What we're trying to point people towards and promote are alternatives that, as far as we can tell, are not doing business in China, nor have they compromised in this way. And Ice Rocket is one example, icerocket.com. They told us we don't censor anything.
Laden Tethong of Students for a Free Tibet. Google declined our interview request for this story, providing a written statement instead. Google said its China site, google.cn, will provide meaningful benefits to Chinese internet users. For the complete statement, visit our website at futuretenseweb.org. Futuretenseweb.org. I'm John Gordon.